Keep the Bag podcast. Each week, the USA-UK combination of Nigel Wright and Louis Out Loud tear down marketing myths and demonstrate how to deliver value without bells and whistles.
So welcome to this week's episode of Paper Bag podcast. Going to try something a little bit different, sort of to shake things up and get this one done in a couple of different segments, and I'm going to break it down for you really quickly. So this is Nigel, I am Wright, and I am going to first start with the backstory as to what the episode is going to be about, and then I'm going to add in the topic and questions in there, how it came about, and then do my portion, and then Louis is going to do a portion, and then perhaps a follow-up at some later stage of part two where we will do something together, possibly on video as well. So this is going to be affectionately coined Fun Sponge Friday. Now, just to give you a little backstory as to where that came up from. So I'm watching Fast and whatever the latest Fast episode was, Hobbs and Shaw, I think it was, and The Rock uses this term fun sponge, which I thought was hysterical. I don't know if he wrote that. That would be pretty interesting, but I'd like to find out who wrote that. So if someone looks that up or figures it out, I'll probably look myself and get it. But the reason I use this Fun Sponge Friday is because that term seems to elicit a certain feeling that you're bringing something to the table that shouldn't be. So the fact that it's Friday, and many of us have already gone through a week of this, another week of this COVID-19 pandemic quarantine, be it self-quarantine or imposed quarantine, whatever the case may be, and we still haven't reached a peak here in the U.S., I feel like bringing anything that requires any sort of work is going to be fun sponge-ish. Or as my son likes to say, don't be a fun sucker. So that's what I'm going to do, with sort of a pattern interrupt or disruption, if you would. So here's the topic. I was thinking about just the opportunity cost of all the things that have gone on with this COVID-19 pandemic, right? So growing up, going to Trinidad over the summers, we would bring stuff from the U.S., you know, to my dad who was in Trinidad, and there was this thing called VAT, or at least that's how they referred to it, value-added tax. And I'm not sure exactly why that popped into my head, but it did, and I'm sure there's some correlation. But I was thinking about it, like all the things that were maybe missing in everything that's happening, both the things that we can no longer do, the things we have to adapt to, the opportunities that may be missed, and now that there's this huge shift to people, everyone moving online. So I wanted to have some sort of framework that I can use for myself, for Louis and I, for Right Voice and Paper Bag Podcast, and also share with our audience, so they can use it and have some impact as well. So here goes. VAT as a acronym. So the first, value, because VAT is value-added tax. So value is the V. I think we need to bring three times the value into this marketplace right now, because if anything has become clear through all of the events as of late, is that value conversation. There's been conspiracy theories that said the disease was possibly designed to get rid of people who are draining resources and what have you. There's been the conversations about key workers versus actors and, you know, celebrities, that sort of thing. But the recurring theme is value. And I think coming from someone who's lived through the dot-com bust and saw how that played out in terms of outsourcing and job loss and all sorts of things related to it, that I see the framework here being laid for, it's on my mind, and I believe it's important. So how do we add value? What do we do to do that? And I think we should be thinking about it in threes, because we should come at it with three times the value, 10 times the effort, because that's what's going to be required, like the 10x rule. Shout to Grant Gordon. So the other thing is that I thought was very important was the A, which is acknowledgement. One of the things that I see frustrating people, whether they've been able to pinpoint the reasoning or identify it, is acknowledgement of what's in front of us. So I was having a conversation with a nurse friend yesterday, and she mentioned that, you know, they're reusing equipment, mask and what have you, and they're using it for a lot longer, for a few days and what have you. Now, necessity is the mother of invention. If you have a mask and it's not really that used up, or you just don't have more and there's not enough supply, you have to do what you have to do. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's just the way it is. I feel like if you think about this situation and potentially us, I don't think it'll get that bad, but you never know. We end up in an episode of The Walking Dead where, you know, value is a thing, survival is a thing. You do what you got to do. I think when we do not acknowledge the reality of what it is we're dealing with, just because we have to use a mask or do something that's not the norm, doesn't mean that we should pretend like that's okay. Necessary, sure, but we can't pretend that that's okay. We also, I don't believe, should be getting annoyed at people for pointing that out. Now, granted, some may say, and rightfully so, you telling me that it's not the most sanitary is not helping. Perhaps not. But also getting angry with somebody for pointing out reality, that's also not helping. So in both cases, and this is a double-edged sword, it's to come up with a better solution. And again, back to value, value, value. And then the final piece of it is to be grateful. And that was probably should have been the first one, but it didn't fit with the acronym. So value, 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 acknowledgement, be thankful, show some gratitude. So that's the outline of what's going to be discussed. So if you care to, stay tuned. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to provide off the cuff my responses to that. And Louie is going to provide her responses to that. And then we hope to hear from you leaving voice messages on your responses from that. And then we can have a true discussion of what it is we do to fit into this first episode of Fun Sponge Friday. What do you think? Let us know. Drop us a line. Leave a comment. Better still, let us hear your voice and leave us a voice message. We would like you to be a part of the conversation if it's something that interests you, because we know it will add value. All right? So stay tuned if you're interested, and look forward to talking to you. Be right back. Hey, it's Nigel. I'm back. And it's Fun Sponge Friday. All right? So we're going to talk about the VAT, the value, the acknowledgement, and the thanks. So here's my contribution. I'm going to try to keep this short. I got to say that to keep myself honest here or in line. So value, value, value. Man, this whole thing has got me, has me really, really thinking. So I had someone ask me, how are you managing with staying inside? And I'm like, I'm fine. I mean, I think I'm focused on the people around me that I love the most. I'm attentive to their issues, not issues, and they, like, yeah, I guess issues, like, whatever they're, I see them, having trouble with, I'm trying as best as possible to offer assistance, to add help, to stay out of the way, to stay quiet, to talk. It's whatever it is they need. So that has had me, truly focused on value. The concerns. Another piece of the value conversation is what to do, not get caught up in the complaining and criticizing, that sort of thing. Although there will be an element of that, because it just needs to be pointed out sometimes, just to know what to focus at, what the target needs to be. And ultimately, the solution will always come back to whatever value you're bringing to the table. So the proverbial, don't present a problem without a solution. So it would be, perfect example, it would be, don't just complain that why are people promoting ads when folks are losing jobs and things like that. It's like, what to promote? Not to ridicule somebody for having more. How do you do more with less is the real question. And maybe we don't have a specific answer, but starting the conversation provides some sort of value. That leads right into the next piece, which is the acknowledgement. When we acknowledge that something is wrong, or we don't have the answer, we already open up an opportunity to get there. It is when we start from a place of ignorance, and I'll say this again, ignorance serves no one. You can't reason with ignorance, and you can't argue with excellence. So my philosophy is, let's focus on excellent value, solutions that move the needle, what we can do with the little we have. And we're at a stage where it's going to be more with less. That's going to be a thing. And finally, as far as thanks, I try. Don't always succeed, but I try, as I'm sure many of you do, as I know many of you do, especially the key workers. It's so interesting that I've spoken to a number of nurses recently, and they just don't, they're not looking at this as, oh, I want to be praised. As much as I'm hearing, I would just really like people to just be decent to me, or decent to each other for that matter. Never mind, I'm putting my life on the line. And one of the things I mean by acknowledgement, and I was saying this to, you know, someone last night, is who was a nurse, and I said, you are putting your life on the line. Whether it's not about, you know, praise, that is a fact. In that acknowledgement, I feel we can behave better. It's when that acknowledgement is not there. And I'm not talking about superficially. I'm talking about really. When you focus in on, I could lose my life doing this job. I am putting my family at risk by doing this job. Very specifically, I think the conversation is shaped a little bit differently. Glossing over it, yeah, I understand, and perfect for Fun Sponge Friday, but that's the key. So value, focus on your loved ones and what their needs are. Try to deal with that. If you're presenting a problem, present a solution. And really look to the future and see what, you know, where the opportunities lie, because together, learn, teach, build, grow together, I think we can accomplish so much more. And as far as thanks, wake up, it starts and ends with gratitude, or we already lost. So that's my little contribution. Let's hear what Louis has to say, and please feel free to leave me a comment or a voice message. Talk to you in a bit.
I would like to extend a warm welcome to anybody listening to this podcast episode. This is a follow-up from an invitation that Nigel Wright from the I Am Right podcast extended to me, Louis, his partner, to offer my perspective on his topic, which is VAT or VAT, which Nigel coined as an acronym for value, acknowledgement and thanks. And thinking about the value and the worth that we're providing, essentially. So my take on his episode contribution, which you should check out, by the way, it was actually quite profound, because I believe that more than ever we're living in a world where the value of our actions and the worth of our place in society, what we do, how we treat others, and what help, services, support to everybody that is in need we can give, I mean, I believe this is the one of the most crucial issues that the world has ever seen, you see. It strikes me that a lot of money is made from the procrastination of a vast wave of populace in society across the board in all countries, in terms of bureaucracy and people who say that they have interests of maybe minorities or vulnerable people in hard situations. But ultimately, people make money off the situations that people find themselves in. Personally, I don't believe that laying blame achieves anything. I feel that throughout the world, there has been a trend of placing blame in regards to race, religion, sexual orientation, gender orientation. I feel that people are happy to shift blame and attach blame to a certain group or a certain event. But ultimately, I feel that when blame is sought, even if blame is accepted, that actually doesn't change anything. It doesn't matter whether somebody puts their hands up and says, "Yes, okay, I'm fully responsible, I accept all blame." Okay, so where do we go from there, ultimately? One case that was raised my piqued my curiosity, if you like, was a story I heard coming out of the Ukraine just recently. Unfortunately, a batch group of Chinese COVID-19 patients were being transferred to a Ukrainian hospital for treatment. Now you can already imagine the vulnerable position that these people are in. They're ill, they're scared, they've been moved out of their home, dislocated from their family, very hard times. And unfortunately, in this instance, in this local area, a group of locals decided to attack the coaches bringing the Chinese patients to the hospital in which they were bound to be quarantined. Violent attacks on the coaches towards the people, laying blame, and ultimately, there is a consensus of opinion throughout the world at the moment. There has been much talk about Donald Trump, who called the COVID-19 virus the Chinese virus. And people are very quick to judge, lay blame. And in my opinion, even if the Chinese government did not give out as much information as maybe they should have done early enough, that does not mean that any of the Chinese people themselves are to blame, and they should not be vilified. There has been wars fought. There has been millions of people killed in this world over race, religion, points of view, we're talking cultural differences. And like I said before, I don't believe that the blame solves anything. Solution comes not through blame. Ultimately, we all share a part of the blame. We all worldwide have known for a long time that huge brands like Nike and the like have been using offshore, if you like, Chinese, if you like, sweatshops with people who are vastly underpaid and working in what in conditions that we in our country just simply wouldn't tolerate. But because there is a mass population there who are desperate for financial support and help for their families, they end up taking these jobs, and the whole world is aware of the things that go on. And we turn blind eyes in order to make ourselves feel better. If we get good deals on clothes, we know that these clothes have been made in squalid conditions with people who ultimately should be treated better. But it's good for us, right? Well, the bubble bursts. Blame is for us all. We are all a participant in the way the world works. It's easy to stand back and say, oh, this is all conspiracy. This is Donald Trump. This is so-and-so. This is Kim Jong. This is whoever you want to lay blame on. Far easier to shift blame to somebody else than accept that we maybe not have been doing enough, and maybe we could do more. And there lies the worth. The value. There is no value in blame. There is no value in ignorance. Ignorance serves nobody, as my partner Nigel Wright has evangelized many, many times. Action. Acknowledgement. Understanding. And a pledge to bring solutions and not blame can be the only way that human beings prosper and move out of what are sickeningly dark times. Lots of value is placed on celebrities. Everybody's chasing this kind of physical perfection, which they can only achieve through plastic surgery and vast amounts of fakery. Airbrushing, photo editing, and this holds absolutely zero value for humanity. Zero. It is merely ego coddling. It is a distraction from the truth. The truth is, we're all capable of so much more. And I urge anybody listening, anybody here that this has raised some thoughts, piqued some interest with, reach out, get in touch. It would be great to connect with more people who feel the same. And I believe that together we are stronger, we are better. It is very hard to move the needle as an individual, which was why it was so great to collaborate with Nigel Wright, who I admire greatly. And I hope this offers at least some interest, maybe makes you think a little bit outside of the box. This is where I like to place myself. And I want everybody to stay safe, take care. And I will be back with Nigel Wright, where we will discuss this topic together, if anybody's interested. And once again, thank you for listening. Take care. This is Louie.
Paper Bag Podcast. No frills, no fuss, no ego. Zero vanity, true value. The Done Beats Perfect marketing channel.